you so much for joining me here on Cranford Radio. My name is Bernie Wagenblast. There's a relatively new business in town called Devoted Mamas. Now, that name may not give away what exactly they do, but I'm joined by the two folks who are the Devoted Mamas. I'm joined by Kendra Fitzgerald and Nicole Coons. Nicole, Kendra, welcome to Cranford Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Hello. Thank you.
I gave the name of the business, but for someone who's not familiar with you, tell me what you folks do.
So Devoted Mamas is an online maternal fitness company, and we're focused on helping people stay really strong in pregnancy, both in terms of physical fitness and mental fitness, have an empowered birth, and recover well in postpartum, whether that's recovering from diastasis recti or pelvic floor weakness, and giving some structure to the strength that's needed during that perinatal or pregnancy to postpartum phase.
Mm-hmm. And I should mention, Nicole, you live in Cranford, while Kendra, you live in Montclair, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Yes, that's right. I wish we lived closer because we're sisters. And so even though it is fairly close, Kendra used to live in New York City and us in Cranford, but now we live a little closer together. And so we enjoy being in the same state, but wish we were even closer.
It's just that trip on the parkway in between that could be a little bit of a trouble.
Yes. You never know what you're going to get with that one.
Well, you're both moms. Is that what prompted you to create this business?
Yes, it was. I really started out in fitness. I've been in fitness for a very long time. And when I had my first son, I really experienced a lot of the challenges that postpartum, pregnant and postpartum people face. And, you know, I had spent a lot of time in fitness, thought I knew everything there was to know. And then I had my baby and ended up giving myself prolapse after my first, which is heaviness in the pelvic floor and just, it's not good. I had to stop running for 2 years, and it really sidetracked me and surprised me because I was not expecting it. And I realized just how lacking the information was around pregnancy and postpartum, and that support for pregnant and postpartum people was really lacking. Now, this was 9 years ago, and there was really nothing. There were no resources at all. And so I really went full force into that, you know, trying to figure out, like, how do we learn more about this and helping people who are not in the fitness industry understand how to recover well without having to spend hours and hours going through research and trying to figure it out on their own. And then Nicole was also doing at the same time was teaching prenatal yoga. Nicole, I'll let you tell your story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was teaching prenatal yoga, and that came out of, yes, my own journey through motherhood. My first, I was born 14 years ago this year. And before I was pregnant, yoga was my preferred method of fitness and mind-body calming and connection. And it was a really beautiful practice for me during my pregnancy. And then here came postpartum, and I felt so unprepared. There was so much material even within me in terms of my identity, like, oh my gosh, I'm a mother now. What does that mean? And also I was brand new to Cranford. I didn't have any friends. She happened to be born during a blizzard that winter, and it was very lonely. And fortunately it was my yoga practice that helped me return my vitality, that internal vitality back, so that I could function and feel grounded and open to kind of creating this life as a new mom day by day, right? Not just like saying, oh, I'm a mom now and I know exactly what that's like. No, that's not the case at all. So really yoga was a really powerful tool for me personally in helping me recover from that initial shock of becoming a mother and kind of finding myself again. So when I had my second, and this is about the time that Kendra was also kind of getting into the postpartum fitness and recovery world, I started teaching prenatal yoga and really being able to pass on a lot of this, as also when I deepened my training. And my teachers were just very experienced doulas and childbirth educators and prenatal yoga teachers themselves with just vast knowledge that they shared so much. And I evolved so much during that training that it was like almost that I had now a duty to pass on and share as much of this information as I could to people who didn't need, just like Kendra, everyone doesn't need a master's in biomechanics and, you know, other high, high levels of training in order to get access to the information that we got access to because of our training paths and training desires. It's been a personally driven mission that has just continued to blossom and blossom over the years in being able to help people if yoga speaks to them, and Kendra takes more of the personal training corrective exercise approach. So we marry those two together and really helping people find which kind of movement is it that really helps you return to yourself so that you can grow on this path of motherhood, because that's all it is. Nobody told me it was the biggest personal growth journey I'd ever go on, but it really is. Second to entrepreneurship, perhaps, but it really is the first. So the first and original biggest personal growth. So it's definitely Devoted Mamas is a product of our own journeys, as well as by now, the journey that we've supported so many other people on. It's been so amazing and beautiful to witness how varied and unique each person's journey is. And I think that's such an important part of what propels us forward, and the ability for a mother, a birthing mother, a postpartum person to be really seen and understood, and then being given tools that they validate are the ones that work for them. So it's not us all the time saying, this is going to work for you. And if it doesn't, something's wrong. It's really, no, here are some tools. Let's see which one is the one that's going to work for you. And it's so empowering. It really is about kind of passing that baton onto the people that we work with, giving them the tools to be independent, feel in control, feel connected, and really feel like they are the driver of their amazing life as a mom.
It sounds, Nicole, that your fitness regimen before and after pregnancy was yoga, while for Kendra, yours was more a more active type of fitness, running, things of that sort. Since Nicole was the one who became a mother first, I'm curious, did you share some of your tips with Kendra as she became pregnant and had to go through those 9 months and then the postpartum part of it?
Yes. I was like her number one go-to. And we were just talking about this the other day, actually. Like, I don't even remember half the things. And she was like, oh my gosh, you were totally there for me. You had so many good ideas and questions. And I don't even recognize all the ways that I was helpful for her. But I do remember I did a yoga retreat, actually, a prenatal yoga retreat when she was pregnant with her first. And we went deep in a lot of the preparation, the emotional, the mental, the energetic preparation that a person could do for a birth, which we highly recommend. And it was a very beautiful experience from my perspective, being able to be with my little sister when she was pregnant with her first, and to be able to support her from that position, and just seeing her embody what was meaningful for her and make it her own. And that's exactly what she did. So Kendra, I don't know if you want to share from your perspective, what was it like to be having a bigger sister, your big sister?
Yeah. Well, I remember that retreat very well. And that was certainly, Nicole was my guide through my entire pregnancy. And I feel so lucky that she's my sister. And we often joke that, you know, the work that we're doing now is what we would tell another sibling. If we had a younger sibling, we would tell them everything that we've learned, you know, the past 14 years. But in that retreat, I definitely remember there was a meditation that was a really deep visualization. And I got the chance to kind of experience birth before I went into it. And I remember hearing Nicole's voice when I was in labor, and the things that I was able to experience before I actually experienced it were so deep that once I was there, I felt like I had already done it. I had already experienced it. And it's I kind of equate it to an athlete who mentally prepares for a game. They visualize the game before they go. They're going to visualize all of the piece parts of that game and mentally prep themselves for it. And that's really what I think happened at that retreat. It was a single meditation that allowed me to that space to explore and then put it into practice during my birth. So I feel so lucky that I had that experience, and I want all perinatal, all pregnant people to be able to experience it too, because it is absolutely transformative and empowering.
Yeah. You know, this is one thing I'll add on to that theme of being able to visualize something before you get there has become more and more a theme of our entire body of work. Because when we started working together, we very much focused on the postpartum period, really looking at, okay, we've got a lot of moms out there, birthing people who really are trying to recover from being pregnant, and they're trying to get back to exercise and activities that they love, or even just carrying a, you know, 15-pound kid for a lot of hours. And so a lot of our effort really focused on that postpartum period. And in time, what we've discovered is that you actually can do a lot of preparation for postpartum in pregnancy. And so how you take care of yourself, how you stay active, how you strengthen your body, how you manage your mind, how you show up for birth, what you bring to your birth and to postpartum is impacted in pregnancy. So that really that concept of visualizing before we get there, we see more and more our work is going more and more to the full spectrum of pregnancy to postpartum and helping people envision, but then put into place as early and often so that there's no surprises. There are fewer surprises anyway, not no surprises. There's no chance of having no surprises in parenthood. Sorry.
Well, on your website, you talk about being there for all stages of motherhood. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming a lot of your work begins during that first trimester, but I'm curious, you know, someone who hopes to have a family, are there things that you would suggest before they even become pregnant that maybe can help them prepare both mentally and physically for that major change that their body is going to be going through?
Absolutely. Yes. And this is where yoga really shines. I think yoga, my personal experience with yoga is that it just brings you deeper into connection with your body and your emotions, and is also an amazing tool for regulation, for nervous system calming. And one of the things that we actually had the great gift of doing in during COVID was we actually had a number of people who were in the preconception stage. They were going through IVF, and it was really beautiful to be able to support these parents on that journey of IVF and preparing their bodies, their mind, calming their nerves. And I even developed, so I also a hypnotherapist, and developed a hypnotherapy track that expectant parents could listen to just to facilitate feeling calm, feeling connected, and allowing that process as much as possible to happen. So it's been really beautiful to work with people in that preconception phase, because it's just a very tender stage, but also exciting. So it's a really beautiful time, and there's plenty that a person can do. Yoga is a great modality. And Kendra probably has something to say too about strength. We always need more strength, especially if we're preparing for that journey of parenthood, that the strength that we find in our muscles really awakens other layers of strength.
Yeah, I would add on to that. Yes, definitely preparing your body for IVF or preconception, just even trying to conceive, having that mind-body connection in terms of, you know, doing some strength work, connecting to your body, and whatever modality of movement it is that speaks to you, whether it's yoga, whether it's running, whether it's weight training, whether it's Pilates, that is really important to connect into in that time of trying to conceive, because it's going to help you, like Nicole said, regulate your nervous system. And that's really what your body needs in order to be receptive.
Let me ask you if you could kind of walk me through, if a client comes to you, tell me a little bit about the process of what you do. And do you also work with their partner? Are they a part of this process?
We'll take it from two angles. The first is if a person comes to us in pregnancy, specifically if they're coming to us for private support. So we also do classes and workshops, and we also have a big part of our business is online. So we have online programs and communities that support people that way. So in general, someone comes to us for private support. And even in our online spaces, a lot of times in pregnancy, there are aches and pains. And that's kind of the part that is taking their energy, taking their motivation, kind of getting in the way of just feeling good. So really the first place we start, and this is kind of true actually in postpartum as well, is we really start with an assessment of looking at where are the pain points in your body? Where is your body holding tension? Where is it holding pain? And through movement, we look at where the body is potentially compensating and keeping you in that pain pattern. So this is kind of the gem of corrective exercise, which is one of the foundational components of our work. And corrective exercise is a very cool method for looking at the whole body as a system. So in other words, if you have hip pain, we're not just going to look at the hip, we're going to look at the whole body and how everything works together and really assess where is kind of, we'll say the root or the, or there's always a lot involved. There's never one root, but what is contributing to this overall and really helping the person get into better, first of all, awareness of where this pain pattern is maybe being created. And then putting in some new movement patterns, putting in new ways of either moving about your day or definitely in your exercise, looking at how you can actually use your movement to help you feel better and not in pain all the time. And then after that, so really that's kind of the foundation of all the work that we do is really just helping people stay out of pain. And then once we get the pain more or less handled, then we look at strength gains. So what do we need to do to increase your strength? And where do you need to increase your strength? Are you trying to go running? Are you trying to do kiteboarding? Like, what is your thing? You know, you need different muscles and different kinds of coordination and strength depending on your goals. So we always anchor that into whatever program or plan we're putting together. And then finally, when we start working with people, whether it's pregnancy or postpartum, because especially when we're working privately, but even in our online spaces, which are very I would say intimate, and we really get in there and we have sister chats, you know, it really is that kind of energy. And a lot of times the stories that we hold are buried deep in our body. They're buried deep in our tissues, in our muscles, in our heart. And so there is oftentimes a level of work that we do that is at the more energetic level, I'll call it the energetic level, but sometimes it's social, emotional, psychological level, but we're using tools like movement. So it's not talk therapy, we're using movement. And then meditative journeying is a new technique that I've been working with to really help people come to a place of peace and using movement as a way to really progress beyond the traumas and the challenges and the things that may be living deeper in our body. Childbirth alone sometimes can create a lot of feelings in the body. There's a lot of emotional material that just kind of gets stored in the body. And so if we're postpartum, kind of have that same roadmap where we're looking at where's the pain, what's the actual source of that pain, getting the body moving in a better way, and then building on that strength. And also looking at when we start working with a person and they kind of plateau, a lot of times that plateau is a signal of like, there's something perhaps a little bit deeper. And then we start getting into people feeling like they're just not making progress. And sometimes it's those, or they get very emotional when they start doing pelvic floor recovery work, or they begin pushing themselves to that next level, just emotions start to come up. And we now bring post-traumatic growth tools of trauma-informed yoga, and somatic movement and meditative journeying, where we help people go into that material, that emotional zone in their body in a very safe way that's not overwhelming, and help them move through that with support. And then, you know, some people then continue on and they continue to run marathons and really, you know, have more babies and they feel even stronger than before they ever had kids because suddenly they've resolved some patterns of movement that have been keeping them stuck for years. And pregnancy and this phase was kind of like a reset button for them. And it gave them a chance to just reset and begin again with a whole new level of appreciation for the power and strength available in their body and their heart.
Andrea, I wanted to ask you, obviously during pregnancy, everything is building toward birth. Mm-hmm. Do the two of you have any role during labor or the birthing process? Or do you work with doulas who maybe are familiar with your practices to help the person as they're going through labor and giving birth? And to help their partner remember what they might want to suggest that the birthing person do while they're giving birth.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, we definitely work very closely with doulas and childbirth educators. In fact, Nicole is a childbirth educator. We have a birth prep course that she teaches, and it includes partners as well. And it's not just book text information. It's also being able to use your body and help the partner understand the body and help the partner understand how best can I support my partner who's going through childbirth. And as movement professionals, we really strive to help doulas and people supporting birthing people with that movement piece and with understanding what is it that's going to make birth a bit easier, what positions are great, what birthing positions are great. And there is quite a good deal of understanding already in the doula community of those birthing positions. But from a corrective exercise perspective, there is even a deeper layer there of in terms of prepping your body for birth, because I think we spend so long. Most childbirth education classes are in the reading material and we're talked to and we fill our head with a lot of information. Maybe we don't actually practice it in our bodies. And then we get there and it's like, I've never done this before. My body feels very different. I don't know what to do with all these sensations. So there's a very strong component of these movement practices being very helpful, helping prepare the birthing person for the sensations of birth, but also for the partner to understand what it's going to look like and what it's going to feel like and how they can support them the best. So we definitely work very closely in that labor phase, because there are also techniques that you can use with the pelvic floor and with the deep core to assist in the pushing phase of labor, things you can do to shift the tide of labor if it's going one way or the other. And has really powerful information.
One of the things I want to tell folks about is the two of you do a podcast, Being in Motherhood. There is a link in the show notes. So anyone who would like to listen to that, they can click on that link and get to it. And certainly there is a link to Devoted Mamas as well to find out a lot more information than we're able to cover in our podcast today. But I thank you both, Nicole, Kendra, thank you so much for being guests on my podcast. We've been talking with Nicole Coons and Kendra Fitzgerald. They are the sisters and partners in Devoted Mamas. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.